Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of awards news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Clearwater Solutions Swainsboro facility earns Georgia Association of Water Professionals Gold Award for third consecutive year. Clearwater Solutions Yam Grandy Water Pollution Control Facility in Swainsboro, GA, has been awarded the Gold Award by the Georgia Association of Water Professionals for the third consecutive year. This prestigious award recognizes the facility's perfect permit compliance throughout the 2024 calendar year. Lead operator Wade Holcomb and plant operations supervisor Will Hutchison have shown exceptional leadership, guiding the team to this achievement. Clearwater Solutions' commitment to quality service and regulatory excellence is evident in their management of Swainsboro's water, wastewater, and public works systems since 2021. Learn more about Clearwater Solutions at their website.
Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation hosts second annual Legacy Brunch, celebrating women's leadership. The Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation recently hosted the second annual Sheila Y. Oliver Legacy Brunch, honoring nine trailblazing women leaders and commemorating the lasting impact of the late Lieutenant Governor Sheila Y. Oliver. The event, held in Clifton, New Jersey, brought together over 350 guests from various sectors to support the foundation's mission of empowering underserved communities and cultivating the next generation of women leaders. Governor Phil Murphy praised the awardees for embodying the integrity and compassion that Sheila Oliver exemplified. Keynote speaker Tisha Campbell highlighted Oliver's tireless advocacy for underserved communities. The event also marked the foundation's rebrand to Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation, reflecting its commitment to civic engagement and leadership development. The program featured live entertainment, a tribute video to Lieutenant Governor Sheila Y. Oliver, and recognition of student interns and scholarship recipients. The event provided networking opportunities and was supported by various sponsors, including United Airlines, PSEG, and Johnson & Johnson. Family Trust Federal Credit Union named Best Credit Union in South Carolina by Forbes. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, based in South Carolina, has been named the Best in State Credit Union by Forbes. This recognition comes alongside their spot on Newsweek's list of America's best regional banks and credit unions for 2025, as well as a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial for 28 consecutive quarters. Forbes partnered with Statista to survey 26,000 consumers on trust, customer service, digital tools, financial advice, and fee transparency. The survey results, along with over 500,000 online reviews, determined the rankings. Family Trust's president and CEO, Ryan Harvey, expressed gratitude for the honor, attributing it to the team's dedication and compassion in serving members and the community. With over 55,000 members and 8 branches, Family Trust offers a range of financial services to help individuals achieve their goals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.